Who can take a flower, roll it up and make it fine? Sprinkle it with knowledge and a little bit of time. Cover it with headlines and a sweet euphoria too. Cannabis man, cannabis man, can. Who can take a story and make it feel so grand? Spread the word around about the wonders of this land. Mix it all with laughter and a sprinkle of insight. Cannabis man, cannabis man tries. Ooh, cannabis man, spreading news and joy across the land. Diving deep into the growing green. Cannabis man, we're all king. Ooh, ooh yeah. Ooh yeah. Ooh yeah.
Howdy, fellow connoisseurs. Welcome to the Cannabis Man Podcast. Thanks so much for clicking on the show. I'm your host, Don Kleppen. And I hope you enjoyed that little ditty. I created that to kick off this anniversary episode. I started this show 2 years ago, launching On 420, as a way of trying to take a journalistic approach to this ever-changing landscape of legal cannabis around the United States and around the world. This green frontier seems to be moving all the time, and even more so, very exciting developments on the horizon here, as there's been some real significant movement to legalize cannabis at the federal level. I'll talk about that later in the show. I also am speaking with a guest who is launching a global cannabis brand. They're selling edibles in Thailand, and they're looking at Germany, which also just legalized cannabis, and beyond, as other countries throughout the world are likely going to start following suit here anytime. I have spoken with so many wonderful people over these last 2 years. So much has changed just in these last 2 years relating to legal cannabis, and this community is just unbelievable. It is just full of people who are loving, who are so much fun, and the explosion of cannabis products and experiences, like a lot of the events that are happening right this weekend celebrating 420 and Earth Day, of course. This is a wonderful, wonderful time to be a connoisseur, a cannabis enthusiast, and I am just so thrilled to be able to do this and kind of bring these conversations that I have with experts and bring some perspective to legal cannabis to you here on the Cannabis Man Podcast. Be sure to follow the show on social media at C-Man Podcast on X and Instagram, and it's the Cannabis Man Podcast Facebook page as well as the YouTube channel. And if you haven't already, leave a rating or review for the show. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or whatever app on your smartphone, there's a function to rate or review podcasts, and I'd really appreciate it if you could scroll on down and leave me a rating or a review. And if you love what I'm doing here, become a subscriber through Buzzsprout. Scroll down and hit that support the show link in the description notes. It'll take you to Buzzsprout, and you can join the supporters club, and you'll get a thank you email from me, as well as your name shouted out in the next episode. Got a lot to get to on this episode, the 420 edition, 2 year anniversary of Cannabis Man. A lot of stories and events to talk about from this weekend, and some very special personal news that I'll get to right after we open this show properly and get to the theme right now on the Cannabis Man Podcast.
This is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to the Cannabis Podcast.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I want to start this show by first apologizing that there was no episode last week. I had not intended to take a break. I wasn't planning on doing that at all. I had an episode pretty much halfway ready to go. But the reason that it wasn't published and the reason there was no mention of this on social media or anything is because there was a significant development in my family. I've got some personal news to share. My daughter, Violet, was born last week. My wife went into labor on Thursday, and we went into the hospital. We were there until Tuesday of this week. I'm recording this on the 18th, and we just got out of the hospital 2 days ago, and we brought Violet home, and we've just been spending the last few days getting adjusted and kind of celebrating this new addition to our family and this change in our lives, which Gretchen and I have just been looking so forward to for so long. And listener, when I tell you that my life has just been turned upside down in the best possible way, I hope that you'll forgive that there was no episode last week, no announcement on that, because Violet actually came earlier than expected. She was born about 2.5 weeks before her due date, which was April 29th. So it's been a little bit of a fire drill around my place here as we kind of scrambled to get things ready, but we've had so much help from our families, and everybody has just been so supportive and wonderful, and Violet's already gotten to meet some of her family members here, and it's all good times around this household, and I really can't adequately express my gratitude for the way things have been going around here. But yeah, that's what happened in my life. Cannabis Man is now a dad, and things are definitely different, but I love it, and it feels like a new adventure every hour, and it's just something I can't recommend enough. And so I've packed up my Woodwind from Dynavap. I've talked about that on previous episodes. If you don't know what that is, go back and listen, and check out dynavap.com to see their products. These are handheld portable thermal extraction devices for cannabis, and they are fantastic. I've been leaning on these a lot more heavily just to kind of avoid smoking and whatnot, and they're wonderful. So I packed this one full of some lovely Jack Herrera. I picked up some pre-rolls actually while we were in the hospital from the Evanston Zen Leaf. Tip of the cap to them. They hooked me up with some gummies as well as a little vape cartridge when they heard that my daughter was just born. And I bought 2 packs of pre-rolls, Jack Herrera and the soap. These were sativas each. And, you know, I love Jack Herrera. I've got some flower of that that I packed into this Dynavap Woodwind right now. And I'm going to light this one up. And cheers to a wonderful, wonderful 420. I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're able to celebrate in style. And cheers to my daughter Violet, freshly entering into the world, not yet a week old as I record this. And boy, I'm loving being alive right now. Cheers. Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. And more of the good stuff now here on the News Joint Wrap, brought to you by IllinoisNewsJoint.com. Think of it as the joint you can hit for all your Illinois cannabis news and reviews. And let's start with some news. Illinois' March cannabis sales are the second highest since legalization. This article published by Jason Brown earlier this week on the 17th. The Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, IDFPR, I talk about them frequently on the show, they announced this week recreational cannabis sales totals for last month reached $148,872,065.12. Again, the second highest monthly total since it was legalized. Only December of last year had a higher monthly total at $153,936,703. So clearly, the last few months here have trended in a very high sales directions in Illinois. Jason breaks down January and February totals as well, which are in the $130 million, and the sales also break down months from 2023 and 22, as well as 21 and 20. All of the years that recreational cannabis has been legal here in Illinois, you can find out exactly how much each month sold. Some more news relating to an event. Jim Belushi is expected to speak at Illinois Cannabis Convention. This was published last week on IllinoisNewsJoint.com after finishing its Boston conference. NECANN, N-E-C-A-N-N, has now shifted to the 2024 Illinois Cannabis Convention. This will be the fourth annual NECANN convention, and it's running May 31st 21st to June 1st, and it's the second straight year the Schaumburg Convention Center at 1551 North Thoreau Drive in Schaumburg will host the event, which runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday and Saturday. You can buy tickets at IllinoisNewsJoint.com. Jim Belushi is set to be among the 50-plus cannabis industry expert speakers. Belushi, who is from Illinois, will be sharing experiences and insights from his journey to becoming a commercial cannabis grower and multi-state brand. You can find out many more details about NECAN, as well as the Illinois News Joint booth, which will be there too. And I am going to do my best, even with this newborn Violet, who definitely deserves and commands a lot of my attention. I am going to try to get out to NECAN because I know it is a hell of an event. Everybody I've talked to who's been to it says it is a great time, so I'd love to get out there. And there's going to be a lot of great times had this weekend. Obviously, this episode is out 4/19, and 4/20 is on Saturday. Gotta love when this holiday falls on a Saturday. Green Rose is going to host its second annual 4/20 Sesh Fest, which is at 612 North Wells in River North, setting for 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it'll feature a meet and greet with Grammy-nominated rapper Vic Mensa. Mensa, I believe, is behind the 93 Boys brand of cannabis. And one more news item I thought was worth your attention, listener. House and Senate bills will allow recreational cannabis curbside pickup. How about that? Now, this has already been authorized as of December 2023 for medical cannabis cardholders. These House and Senate bills would offer the same convenience for recreational customers. So imagine instead of needing to wait in line, you can place your order ahead of time and then just roll to the dispensary and pick it up curbside. That, to me, would be a significant development, and I really look forward to this moving ahead because, obviously, this is just one final step before home delivery, which I am positive is on the way to Illinois. That's definitely going to be something we'll see in the future. And if you'd like to find out any more information about any of the news stories that I mentioned or the events talked about here, you can visit IllinoisNewsJoint.com. I'll tell you what, listener, with a newborn, I have been going through the coffee. I'm sure you can imagine. The nights are long, the days are longer. Sleep has been a little difficult to come by lately. And so my friends at Split Rock Coffee have absolutely been keeping me up and fresh. And I love the taste. I love the energy levels that I get. I've talked about the Colombian roast. They've got a nice breakfast blend. They also have a hell of a cold brew, as well as some other package deals that you can get. I just can't get enough of this stuff. And the company is run by veterans, and it's definitely something I love supporting. So if you like the idea of delicious coffee delivered right to your door, scroll down in the description notes and click on that Vouch Store link. It'll take you to the show page, and you can pick out one of those Split Rock Coffee products and start your day off right, like I do, with some Split Rock Coffee and, of course, cannabis. Gotta love that combination right there. Listener, my guest today has some very fascinating stuff to tell us about. There's a company that's been doing some very cool work regarding cannabis edibles, and they are on the verge of a pretty major expansion into markets outside of North America. This is a company called Kanha, K-A-N-H-A, and they have a line of functional fast-acting cannabis gummies. They also, they can be in different times, whatever you're looking for. They've got different titles for them, love, energy, and sleep. And you can sort of imagine that there's a different vibe with each of those products. They also are on the verge of launching a new hemp line. And I'm very interested to talk about them expanding into markets which include Thailand. And that's going to put them on the map in a very real sense across the world outside of just North America here. And I can't wait to talk with my guest today about what they're doing at Kanha. Listener, please welcome the CEO of Kanha, Cameron Clark. Welcome, Cameron.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So let's just kind of get to know you a little bit, if you don't mind. Tell us a little about how your cannabis journey started and how you got into Kanha.
Yeah, so I've been a huge advocate of plant medicines for, 25 years. And, really about 10 or 12 years ago, I saw the opportunity to enter into cannabis. I was doing some molecular biology stuff and was working on some plant medicines using the algae plant.
Wow.
And someone came into my house and showed me that you could extract oil out of cannabis, and that changed the world for me. because although I wanted to get into the cannabis industry, I didn't really want to focus on cultivation. I wanted to make it more interesting downstream products. And so when I realized that you could extract oil out of the plant, then I realized you can make any product you want from that. And I really wanted to focus on consistency and reliability for the products. And once you extract it out of the plant, then you can dose it according to the consumer's needs. And so that's really, Kana and Sunderstorm, which is the name of the company, really has been a journey on, making great products that suit a variety of needs for the general consumer. And we're almost 10 years into it, so it's been a heck of an adventure for sure.
Wow, that's really cool, and that's a fascinating story. I love that, starting in microbiology or molecular. Did I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
it's you're obviously in a very different field, but I think it's so cool that you started and were really turned on by the idea of extracting the oil, and as you noted then, as you realized then, and as has proven true in the markets, that has led to just a proliferation of products that are meeting people in all sorts of places that they need it and giving them all sorts of opportunities. That's very different than just growing the plant and smokable flower and stuff. So that kind of brings us to the topic of, like, for instance, this line of gummies, Kana FX, that you guys have. And you've broken these down into, like I was saying at the top, love, energy, and sleep. Because, as anybody who consumes cannabis knows, the different strains, the entourage effect, the different cannabinoids, they elicit different responses from the system. And people use cannabinoids, they use different cannabis products for different purposes in their lives. If you're looking for help getting to sleep, which is kind of something that got me into cannabis at first, but now I also really love sativas that give me that creative energy and kind of lift me up. And there's a lot of research that's out now about kind of how cannabis can help people out in the bedroom too. And so if you can talk a little about Kana FX and like the different needs that these gummies can meet for consumers.
Yeah. Let me give a little bit of background and some history that led us up to this, because I think that's important and relevant.
Sure.
So when we came in this industry, we definitely wanted to focus on edibles, and that's pretty much how, and ingestibles, right, which includes tinctures. So we were the very first company in the industry to launch a nanotechnology product back in 2015. And that's because I have a science background. I was given access to a liposomal technology back in 2015 that we integrated in with cannabis oil. And so we had the very first fast-acting product in the industry way back then. And
wow.
We've always incorporated science into all of our products, and engineering from a perspective of making sure that all the products are tested well, that they're very, very consistent and reliable, right, for the consumer. So, for us, making great products that serve specific needs has always been on our roadmap. And so, the function line that we just launched, Kana FX, has really been, kind of a dream of ours almost since the inception of the company. We did launch a sleep tincture product. Many, many years ago, and that was our very first sleep product called Tranquility. So we knew that these types of products were going to be important, and we knew that that consumers wanted them. And all you need to do is go to CVS or Walgreens, and you see that there's all kinds of products for consumers that serve very specific needs. And so while I have a lot of appreciation for folks that want to smoke a joint and appreciate all the beautiful beautiful aspects of the plant and the rich flavors and the rich terpene profiles of what the earth has delivered to us for these plants, I also know that consumers want consistency, right? They want to, if they've got pain or they can't sleep, they got to have a product that they can use on a regular basis, and they once it works, they want to know that it works all the time. So, we're trying to blend the best of both worlds with different types of products. And so, our function line we really started working on it about 3 years ago. That's when it really started to come into the, you know, we felt like, well, the timing was starting to happen. And we worked on it for 2 or 3 years, designing different types of products. We have a PhD organic chemist on staff who is my chief science officer. And, you know, he's been designing these products for a long time. Then we also have two medical doctors and professors who are consultants for us that also, you know, provide help with us in terms of formulating these products. And what we really wanted to do was be able to give consumers access to products in addition to sleep that they need for a variety of conditions. And sleep really blew the door open because during COVID and the pandemic, everybody needed to sleep. Everybody was looking for something. And that's when the sleep products really exploded in the cannabis industry. And they've helped, you know, millions of people across the country, which is fantastic. So, you know, as we saw that happen, we felt like, well, now the consumers are definitely ready for something that's a little bit more geared towards their specific conditions. And you can imagine there's all kinds of conditions, you know, and we've got a number of products in the queue that we're going to be launching in the coming months behind this. But we decided that, you know, the ones that we felt like would be really good to start with were an extra strength sleep product, which is we already have our Tranquility product, but we created a new version, which is extra strength for some consumers that want that. And then, of course, we have the energy gummy for consumers that want something that's uplifting and you know, has broad appeal. People want to go to a concert, or they want to work on some you know, art project, or you know, or they got to write a paper or something, or an article, for example, or do a podcast. Right? They can take right. the energy gummy
totally,
and they can and gives them the creative spirit and the headspace to work through that. And then we also launched our Love Gummy. You know, we felt like, you know, cannabis is an incredible romance tool.
Oh yeah,
and it works phenomenally well for that. And so this has been on our list of products we wanted to make for years. So we're super excited to launch the Love Gummy as well. And all three of these products are absolutely flying off the shelves in California. And we're launching them in Massachusetts and other states as we speak. So it is an exciting time for the company, exciting time for the brand Kana and for the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Cameron, you said a lot of great things there. So much to unpack. You made a lot of great points. And I just want to say, because that a lot in there spoke to me, you know, certainly directly, you know, and I'm sure other, you know, connoisseurs who are listening as well. You know, the sleep part of it, of course, I can remember the pandemic. We all remember what that was like. Sleep aids then were like, you know, necessary, as you said. And for me, you know, even before then, when my cannabis journey started, you know, when I was like, you know, 18, 19 years old after high school, I've always had trouble getting to sleep throughout my life, and cannabis helped me with that in a way that's really what kind of led me to bringing that into my life in a more regular way. And that also kind of opened my mind up to how cannabis could help people outside of the vibe of just getting stoned and like partying with your friends. I realized that there was another element to this thing. There was another vibe, another benefit that could be enjoyed from it. And that was, like I said, something so major as like helping get to sleep. And for somebody who needed that help, I can't even quantify how much that improved my quality of life. You know what I mean? Like sleep is so, it's so important that like, for me, that door opening from cannabis was so huge. And it's been the same when I got into sativas, and it helped, you know, kind of give me energy and a little creative boost. I like to lean on it for that too. And as you mentioned, you know, kind of the romance department, cannabis, that the word about that is kind of getting out there now too, about how helpful that can be. And just bringing couples closer together. I know so many people, myself included, you know, me and my wife have used different products that way for many years. And it's just, it really draws attention to the fact that for so long, people just kind of thought of weed and cannabis as, and still, you know, we're dealing with the stigma. stigma. We're dealing with normalization, which is kind of, you know, what led me to starting this podcast and why I love talking to people like you. And the work that you guys are doing is going a long way to helping normalize this stuff. I just think the more people that know about what cannabis can do for them and making them realize that it's not just one dimensional, like, hey, you're going to get stoned and go to a concert, or you're going to be glued to your couch and, you know, eat too many brownies and watch whatever movies. That's not the only dimension that exists in the cannabis plant. There's hundreds of cannabinoids. There are hundreds of different potential feelings that you can have when you're using these things. So I just think that what you guys are doing and the fact that you have so many brilliant scientific minds behind it, this is the kind of stuff that helps normalize these things, and bringing these products into people's lives in such a way that allows them to consistently rely on them for things they need. I just can't tell you how enough about how I think that that's really important work. So I guess not really a question. I just want to say well done. And I'm really, I think these products are great.
Well, thank you for that. And I really appreciate it. And you actually touched on something which I think is really fantastic, which is the multidimensionality of the cannabis plant. And as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, I am a huge advocate of plant medicines. I've spent a lot of time down in the Amazon jungle doing some very interesting work there, as well as West Africa.
Wow.
I've been all over the world, focusing on plant medicines and the healing power of plants. And it's been a life's journey, going through all these experiences and all the appreciation. But I think one of the exciting things about the cannabis plant is that in its native form, it's an incredible healing tool and an incredible healing product from Mother Nature, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also got a very complex genome, a very complex array of a variety of cannabinoids and terpenes and other molecules that are embedded in the plant that have, as we all know, a variety of impacts on the human body. And so, I think the richness of this genome and richness of this plant allow us to use it in a very wide spectrum of applications. And I think it's great, if a group of folks want to sit around and relax and smoke a joint together and enjoy, the socializing, that's a fantastic use of the cannabis plant, right? But if someone's in pain or someone's got anxiety or someone else has, trouble sleeping, for us as developers and product manufacturers to work with all these incredible molecules in the plant and combine them in complex ways, along with other plants and other we call them coactives, right? Other mm-hmm. other types of molecules from Mother Nature, and that's what we've done in our FX line. Right, so it's a combination of a variety of molecules that serve that purpose, that specific need. That is another excellent way to use this powerful plant to heal. And it has this very rich multidimensionality to it that allows it to be incorporated into our day-to-day lives. It's kind of interesting, right? Because what we're talking about here is very much products that are kind of medically oriented, right, and mm-hmm. deal with medical conditions or what have you, or medical needs. But I also think that the consumer isn't necessarily a recreational consumer or a medical consumer. They can absolutely be both, and we are both, right?
100%.
I may wake up in the morning, right, and eat a gummy which gives me energy and allows me to have a very productive day. And then at night I can, take a tincture and sleep on that tincture or another sleep gummy or what have you, right? So, and that's more of a medical application. Or I can go to a concert with my friends and take one of our nano gummies and, which is fast acting and allows it, and if it's, and hits well and enjoy the concert with my friends. So it's really about using this amazing plant and incorporating it into our day-to-day lives as we need it. And that richness of those applications is really one of the most powerful things about the cannabis plant.
Couldn't agree more, you know, and I think that, you know, it's just, it's exciting to again, talk with people like you and to see these, the work that you guys are doing and the fruit that's born from it in these products that are coming out onto shelves. As you say, they're flying off of them, and people are absorbing these. They are working them into their lives in a way that, as we say, improves the quality of life and meets some needs that they need met, you know, and it just improves things. And just that ability of people, you know, the way you were addressing how the lines can be a little blurred between recreational use and medical. But what's important to kind of note, and I feel like it's sort of like bubbling up, you know, like this is kind of becoming slowly collective knowledge, but it's not yet there, especially, you know, outside the cannabis community, because again, we're still, as I've said, I talk about on the show all the time, we're still dealing with the lingering stigma of reefer madness. There's so much of that propaganda from last century that is still planted in people's minds that were, I think, products like yours and just kind of having it normalized in our societies in such a way, like kids being born today in states where it's legal, you know, that's going to normalize it in a way that nothing else can. I mean, I can, you know, talk for the next 30 years about this, and it's not going to do as much for people's minds as just simply living and growing up in a legal state and being born into a world where that reefer madness isn't happening again, and where people have a better understanding of the real uses of cannabis, both medical and recreational. And it seems like that's in line with the work that you guys are doing. And I know that my listeners in Illinois are I'm sure chomping at the bit to know when that they'll be able to try some of these as well. And I see that there are plans. You said you're expanding into other states. I see Illinois is on that list. Do you know when they'll be available here?
Yeah, so we're launching both vapes and gummies in Illinois. We're very excited about that. We bought a small vape company out of Nevada last year called Bounty, and we've been working with them a lot in Nevada, and that's been really terrific for us. And then we took the technology and we just launched vapes in Illinois. So I think we're in 10 to 15 stores already in Illinois with the vapes. And the gummies will be available in market probably within 3 to 4 weeks. And that's super exciting. It's been a journey to get the Illinois market launch for us, but we already have lots of consumers that are reaching out to us that are excited to have our products there. You know, we will be launching our nanotech gummies there. We will be launching our function line there. And, you know, we don't want consumers to have to wait for their experiences. So as a scientist, you know, I call myself a citizen scientist, right? So
right
as a citizen scientist, right, I want to make sure that we make products that are safe and that work phenomenally well. And so the fast acting, we're known for our fast acting technology, and it's terrific, and we're bringing that to the Illinois market, and those consumers are going to be excited about it. So
that's awesome.
That's definitely on the list. We've got other states that we haven't announced yet that we're working that we should be opening up in the U.S. in the coming year, and then we've also just announced Thailand. We're opening up in Thailand imminently this month as well. And so consumers there will have access to our products.
Yeah, that Cameron,
so that's great for us.
That's very exciting, and I'm glad to hear you say that. I know that as you said, people in California have been loving these already. I know that, you know, the vapes already here in Illinois, the gummies are coming. So I know I'm excited about that. I know that I'm sure others are excited to hear that as well. But I want to dive into you guys expanding into Thailand, because that is a whole different ball of wax here. All U.S. states, I say this on the show all the time, each U.S. state that legalizes is kind of like its own island, because there's no federal umbrella cannabis policy. Every state has its own way of doing things, and I'm sure you're intimately familiar with that, operating, having products in different states. And I'm sure that, you know, as you mentioned, it might have been, you said it was a journey to get onto Illinois store shelves. I know Illinois, people have their opinions about how Illinois does things use. Some people are in favor of it. I think they've done a pretty good job. I know some people are, you know, frustrated with kind of the amount of red tape and the delays with competition getting into the markets and all of that. But I have to imagine that your experience in dealing with different states' laws and ways of doing this would adequately prepare you for launching into a market like Thailand, which is, I mean, I've mentioned on the show that they kind of they legalized recreationally and then they kind of backed off. So now it's medical only, I believe. But there was clearly a strong response, positive, as I would expect, from the people who live there, as you know, whether they're using it recreationally or medically. And as well, you guys are going to be in a position to, from Thailand, you then will have access to markets, other markets in Europe and Asia. So if you can, just tell us a little about how this came about for you guys getting into Thailand. And then I guess sort of what that's like compared with like their laws versus here in the States. You know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine that must have been difficult.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always tell people, you know, 9 or 10 years ago when I started this adventure, if you told me that I was going to be, I was going to produce or build one of the first global cannabis brands, I would have questioned it a lot. But it's been a super exciting journey, and we found the opportunity to open up in Thailand through one of our partners here in the U.S. who is very connected over there. That occurred about a year and a half ago. Went over there and saw what was happening in the market there. And immediately I said, we got to be here. This is going to be fantastic for us. My background, you know, many, many moons ago is I was, I worked in international commodity trading. I have spent a lot of time overseas buying and selling commodities, and so I understand the Asian tigers and their development and certainly other global markets. And so when I saw that there was this opportunity to open up in Thailand, like I said, I was all over it. And, the most important thing, for us in all of the markets is to pick the right partners. And picking your partners is fundamental, but it's also very difficult. And fortunately, we've had a lot of great experience with our partners, to date. And in Thailand, we have an excellent partner there who's been in the industry for quite some time. Through them, we have all the medical licenses that we need for the domestic market, but also we have the licenses to be able to for export. And, in the United States, the challenge without federal legalization is, of course, that we have to set up a facility in every state because you can't ship across state lines.
Right.
So, because we are very, very particular about the quality of our products, we don't want anybody else making our products. So we don't do licensing deals. We only set up manufacturing ourselves through our partners. And so I always tell everybody we have enough trouble making the best quality gummy in the industry ourselves. The last thing I want is for someone else to struggle with that. So we set up the facilities, we do the manufacturing, we make sure that the products that we put out in the world are products that we would consume ourselves and that they're safe and reliable. And the same thing, we're doing the exact same thing in Thailand, right? So we have a joint venture over there with our partners who are obviously, very well connected locally, both with the government and with industry. And we're both building out the facility. It's finished now. We're starting production. We're running it with our team and doing all the training. And our ERP is managing all of the whole process. So it's with all of our SOPs and all that. So we're going to have the same incredible quality products with nanotechnology that we have in the U.S. Now in Thailand. And from Thailand, like we've been saying, we can export around the globe. So that now gives us to build one of the very first global cannabis brands. And the global market, if you look at it, as it's its development over the last 5 to 6 years, whatever, it's been moving quite slowly. Mm-hmm. But it's about to get kicked into second gear, I think.
Oh, yeah.
With the legalization in Germany, that's
I was just going to bring that up, Cameron. I mean, we're recording this April 1st, listeners, so I want you to know this is the first day that cannabis is legal over in Germany. And so I was going to ask you, Cameron, obviously it seems like, but you guys are planning, I would imagine, to enter that market over in Deutschland, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. So Europe is a big destination for our products that we're going to be manufacturing in Thailand. There's also Australia, which is super interesting. There are other markets, that around the globe that are open. We believe that other markets will open in Asia for medical cannabis. So we're excited about that. We think that for example, the Philippines will get there in the not too distant future. So the world is changing.
The
world, I think it's important to understand that the global market is a medical market, right?
Yes, 100%.
So we're going to focus on, medical applications and medical, conditions and things like that, for our products. And we'll build out a bigger suite of products, in Thailand to be able to export around the world. And by the way, we're going to do both hemp products and cannabis products. So, into certain markets. We have a partnership already for hemp products into Japan. And we should have products in that market sometime within the next, I would say, 3 to 6 months. So
wow.
A lot of stuff happening for the Kana and building this as one of the first global brands and probably the first global edibles brand. So
yeah,
it's a big opportunity for us, and everything that my team has built over the years, is allowing us to have access to the global market.
That's so great, Cameron. I'm happy for you guys, and the work that you've done has clearly placed you in this position where, as you said, the world is changing right before our eyes. It's something I talk about on the show all the time. We're like, we're witnessing history before us, and to kind of see this green wave march forward day after day, and it's just, I'm doing this show. I pay attention to the headlines, I'm in news here and stuff. So like when I see, last year it was, Ukraine saying they're going to go medical and Thailand as well. And now here we are, as we just mentioned, Germany, of all countries has partially legalized cannabis anyway. And it's just, it's pretty clear where this is heading, however long it takes. But it's pretty clear that we're moving in one direction. And it's definitely seems to me like Kana is positioned itself, as you just said, to be one of, if not the first, global cannabis edible brand. And I think that's incredibly exciting. And I just think it's important to note one more time, for anybody listening, that it's like, you guys, as you mentioned, you have the doctors and the scientists and the people who have been doing this for so long on your staff. And the commitment that you clearly have, where you're setting up shop in every state and every country that you're making products, that's the kind of effort that would make it so your products are consistent, which, as you said, is really important to you guys. And I think it's clear based on your investment and based on the way you're conducting the business that consistency, that consumers can expect that from you guys going forward, whichever state or whichever country they're buying these gummies or the hemp products or the vapes or anything you guys are selling. I think that consistency is really important because, as I've talked about on the show before, one of the best things about legal cannabis like this compared to the Wild West days of just the black market only was that we all had to deal with whatever our dealers just had or whatever the guy down the block was growing. That was basically what you could rely on. And now to be here in this legal cannabis world, at least, in the states that have legalized and the countries that have too, companies like yours that are committed to that consistency, people being able to rely on products to give them exactly what they want, both in, taste and experience and dealing with the symptoms that they want alleviated or whatever, that consistency is really important, knowing what you're going to get every single time from the same brand, same product on the store shelf. That's the stuff that really makes legal cannabis very exciting, and I think it's cool. What you guys are doing.
Yeah, and that it's safe. It's safe and reliable. We come from a culture inside our company, and it comes from the very top all the way down. We come from a culture of, or we've established a culture of, we don't put anything out in the world that we wouldn't put in our own bodies.
Right on.
And we're very proud of that. And we want to make sure that all the products that we have out in the world are absolutely safe, and that they solve whatever challenges the consumer needs, and the consumer can rely on them month in and month out, and year in and year out, and also from one market to another. That's why we don't do licensing deals. We want to make sure that when a consumer buys our products in Boston and then goes to Las Vegas and they want to, you know, enjoy the weekend in Las Vegas or you know, pick up a Kana watermelon gummies in Las Vegas, that it's exactly the same product. And right. If they go to Thailand, they will have exactly the same product that they've relied on for years. And so that has been a very important part of our ethos, to make sure that these products are reliable and safe. And that's how you build a global brand. A brand is about trust with your consumers. And I think we've worked very hard at that over the years to make sure that the Kana consumer knows what they're getting and understands what we're all about.
For sure. No, that's so great. It's a great message. It's important. The safety part of it is also important. And as you've been saying, the consistency too. I mean, it's not a perfect analogy, but I do a lot of comparisons between the alcohol industry and cannabis at large. I mean, alcohol was once prohibited. It was once used medically. Cannabis is kind of on this journey here. But, you know, what you were just saying about how somebody, if they're in Boston, they buy a Kana gummy and they go to Vegas and they buy the same one and they're going to get the same feeling. And then out in Thailand, it's the same thing. If you're buying a case of Bud Light in whatever state you're buying it from, you're not expecting a different experience this case versus the next one. When you crack that can, you're expecting the same taste or the same feeling of whichever beer or whatever, Tito's vodka, whatever your spirit of choice is. The expectation is consistency. And that hasn't necessarily been the case for cannabis products. And I think it's, like I said, I just think it's so cool the commitment you guys have shown to making that consistent experience for consumers, because that's the way that we are going to move this forward and keep normalizing it. And it is how you get people excited and loyal to a brand.
For sure. For sure. And it's one thing to have a beer, but it's another thing if you're looking for an aspirin, right?
Yes, I mean, totally.
When you're trying to deal with pain or deal with a headache, right, you want that aspirin to work. And it's the same thing here. If you got anxiety, you want a product that works for you day in and day out. And we're absolutely committed to making sure that we deliver those experiences for our consumers.
I love it. I love it. Well, Cameron Clark, CEO of Kana, thank you so much for the time today. I want to ask one final question. Where you're obviously operating in different states. Where can people go? Is there a website, like a store locator, if they want to find the nearest store that has your products to go get some?
Yeah. Good question. We are, they can find us on Instagram at Kana Bliss, and they can find us online at Kana Treats, KANHATreats.com. Today they can buy our products in California, Nevada, Illinois, and Massachusetts, and soon to be in Thailand. So, and again, we'll be opening up in new states imminently. So stay tuned on our website. Come email us if you're in another state and want product. We're growing quickly and happy to serve the consumers that are don't necessarily always have don't necessarily always have the markets open that they need. So
there you go, listener. I'll share those in the description notes. You can scroll down and click down below if you want. But if you want to find it yourself, as Cameron just said, Kana Bliss on Instagram and KanaTreats.com for the website, and just find whichever store is closest to you and go out and get yourself some of these Love Energy or Sleep Kana FX gummies, or try the vapes, try the hemp products. Just look out for what Kana's got going on, and look out Thailand and Europe and Asia, because this is coming here too. And I'm just very excited for the work you guys have done and where this is headed. So Cameron Clark, CEO of Kana, thanks a lot for stopping by and talking some cannabis shop with us today.
Thank you so much. Happy to participate. Enjoy and always enjoy talking about this stuff, because it's my passion.
Me too, for sure. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you.
There you have it, listener. I want to thank again one more time my guest, Cameron Clark of Kana, as well as the other brands under the company umbrella there. But I'm very, very excited for this. I mean, we're sitting here right now. It's about to be 420, and there are brands that are finally, truly going global here. These exact gummies, like you heard Cameron talking about, the same experience, you can have those whether you pick them up here in Illinois, on the Strip in Vegas, or over in Thailand on vacation. You could get the exact same gummies any one of these places and just fold them into your life just like that, and you get the same consistent experience every time. I'm excited for that. I'm also very excited for some news right here in this country. I talked about this on a recent episode. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer introduced a bill to federally legalize cannabis. Now, he did so along with Senators Ron Wyden and Cory Booker. Now, I brought this story up a few weeks ago, and I did some digging in the meantime because I'm sure you, like me, have heard this song before, and you may be a little skeptical that, you know, even though as much as I've talked about how the country supports legal cannabis at large and, you know, we're something at like 80%, you know, 4 out of 5 Americans want this done. But, you know, it still feels like it's been such an uphill battle for so long. And, you know, the prohibition and the stigma are still around. It has just felt like this is always just around the corner. But sort of fades like smoke through sunlight, you know, fades like a pipe dream. But I've checked with some of my sources in D.C., you know, at the Capitol, and everyone I've spoken to says this is real. This is happening. And Schumer will introduce this before the end of this month. And I have talked with people on the show before about this election year. It's a presidential election, and cannabis, as much as the big issues are definitely immigration, the economy, inflation, crime, housing, there are definitely important issues out there. But cannabis, because of its wide, wide support, cannabis is something that the Biden administration may really want to get done and do so before this election happens and sort of enjoy the likely wave of support that follows. So it's very, very exciting. I'm working on bringing someone from the Capitol onto the show to talk about the specifics of this, what a potential timeline might look like, and get some more details for you. I will bring that to you next week. And one more news story for you this week, listener. I thought this one was kind of interesting. File this one under the yeah, no shit category. This is from Bloomberg, and the headline reads, "Cannabis use is indeed driving demand for delivery apps, fast food, and more. Study shows many pot users," I don't know why, I never really loved the term pot. I know, kind of a strange thing to say here on this cannabis show where I talk about how much I love cannabis and all of this, and I'm, you know, reading a fascinating book right now about, you know, running cannabis from Mexico to Berkeley in California in the 60s, and I'm going to bring the author on the show in a few weeks to tell you more about this. So maybe I can kind of ask him, but I just always wondered, like, where pot came from as a word, and I just feel like at this point, again, it's in my life, I've always heard that said with a sort of sneer of derision. And so I guess I just kind of file it under the, you know, the term, the broad term marijuana, too. It's another one I'd like to see that just falls by the wayside. I feel like they're too weighed down with baggage and loaded with the stigma of last century. So, but hey, maybe that's just me. Anyway, the study shows many pot users are younger and, quote, have lower incomes. Marijuana consumers use delivery apps more than average. Again, I would say, no shit, Bloomberg. Nicely done. The munchies are real, they say. Daily users of marijuana are reshaping the consumer economy by buying more frozen food, and they're also ordering on delivery apps such as DoorDash and Uber Eats, more than average, according to a new study. It's funny, this Bloomberg article, which I'm not going to go through the rest of, but it reminds me of this recent episode of John Oliver from Easter weekend. I don't know if you watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on Max, but it's on Sunday nights, and they put it on YouTube. I think this season and the last season are available for free on YouTube, and there were a few things said that really resonated with me, and I wanted to share those with you right now.
People use delivery apps for all sorts of reasons, and some very good, as this driver for DoorDash explains.
It's all sorts. The average customer, it's not like a bunch of lazy people. It's a lot of people need this because they're too busy with kids or they don't have a license for whatever reason. people also that are just drunk or stoned and they don't want to drive. They're actually being responsible and they don't want to drive and get the food themselves. So I'll deliver to them. You know, there's plenty of times I'll come to a door and the door will open and so much pot smoke will come through. And the person's eyes are like super red. And I love that. I know it's so funny. It's like some guy, he's like college age and he's just like, oh, thank God, the food's here.
Yeah. I love that too. I know that might be hard to believe from me, someone who looks like he's only ever confiscated weed, but I'm all about the sticky icky. I'm like Miss Piggy the way I'm hitting that green. Even now, I'm as high as a giraffe's arsehole and as spaced out as a ninth grader's essay trying to meet the page limits. I get it, okay? I am not saying you shouldn't use delivery apps. A lot of people rely on them. From working parents, to disabled people, to people who are, like me right now, baked out of their f***ing minds. Then, and only then, will we be able to say with a clear conscience, oh, thank God, the food's here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, those definitely gave me a chuckle. I hope they did for you as well. I'll go ahead and share the YouTube channel link to Last Week Tonight, and you should check that show out. But I'm definitely going to be moving those sound bites to my Rodecaster here so that I can play them in later shows because, man, I find those very entertaining and very relatable. And one final note here, there was a story that listed the various states that have cannabis initiatives on their ballots later this year in the November elections. So there are as many as 4 states that could additionally legalize cannabis, and those would be Florida, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. And the article that I'm reading from the Marijuana Herald by Anthony Martinelli that came out on the 15th goes into greater detail about the efforts to legalize in those states. But the point is, they are viable, and it's very exciting, and again, it's just crazy to think that here we are on 420 this year, and by the end of this year, 2024, the year of my daughter's birth, we could not only have a majority of states in the U.S. that have legalized recreational cannabis of their own volition, but we could actually have descheduled or decriminalized, or maybe even legalized federally, cannabis. That is certainly worth burning one to on this 420. Whatever you're doing to celebrate, do so in style, pass the joint, enjoy the company of your fellow stoners, and just let that connoisseur flag fly. This is our weekend. It is a wonderful, wonderful time to celebrate. Always great to smoke a little weed and just make some friends, but this weekend especially, hopefully it's a beautiful one, and I hope you enjoy it, whatever you decide to do. That's all I've got for you this week. Be sure to rate, review, and like the show, however you're listening to this, whatever platform. If it's YouTube, like and subscribe. Follow on social media at C-Man Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and it's the Cannabis Man Podcast Facebook and YouTube page. I'll be back again next week with another guest interview, and I am going to continue following this and just looking at the cannabis space, as I think it is just so fascinating and so exciting, and I just love being a part of it, and I love bringing these conversations to you on the Cannabis Man Podcast. Have a great weekend, have a blessed 420, and we'll talk next week. Bye-bye. Cannabis Man is 100% originally crafted by myself, Don Kleppen. Original theme music written and composed by Yusu Kim, a.k.a. Goodson.